Welcome to the Nightly Five podcast with Ben O'Shea.
There are concerns this morning that interest rates could reach as high as 5% by year's end.
When it comes to interest rates, there's really only one question we care about, up or down. So any data point that may help us understand what the Reserve Bank is going to do is welcome. And today's example comes from the International Monetary Fund. Business reporter Adrian Lowe joins me in the studio. Adrian, what does the IMF think the RBA should do with interest rates?
Yeah, g'day Ben. They are recommending keep rates on hold for longer to keep inflation lower. And as we remember, that is what the RBA is trying to do by keeping rates up and keeping them on hold for some time. We've had those horrible run of interest rate rises since mid-2022 from 0.1%. Now we're at 4.35%. That only happened in the space of about 18 months, 2 years. So the pain that we're all feeling is probably likely to hang around a little bit longer, separate to the IMF's advice anyway. Most people had thought the RBA wasn't going to look at cutting rates until about November this year anyway, given we had that really hot inflation data that came out last week.
Yeah, like before that, I had been hopeful that rates would come down a little bit, not a lot, but I felt, you know, maybe just one. Just reduce them a little bit. Give us a quarter of a basis point, God's sakes. But so what is the IMF's thinking about the economy in Australia and more broadly in the region?
Well, this is the latest analysis is from their assessment of the Asia Pacific region. The IMF does these surveys about twice a year, and then each year takes an individual look at Australia's economy separately. Essentially, they're saying the biggest threat to our region at the moment is from China, the property market there, particularly in commodity heavy places of Australia like Western Australia. You will see that have a big impact if China's economy starts to come off the boil because of the demand for iron ore, and that's one of our biggest exports anyway. So people like Jim Chalmers are really sweating on these sorts of outcomes as they prepare the federal budget, which is coming up in about 2 weeks' time.
Yeah, and now we should preface this by saying this advice from the IMF comes from the same people that thought it was a good idea to give Argentina more than $40 billion, so suckers. And so how do we interpret all of this? Is it good news? Is it bad news? It sounds grim, but also there's some silver lining here. It feels a bit like the IMF is serving us a shit sandwich.
Yeah, there's a couple of things to bear in mind here. One is that at the start of the year, the IMF was telling Australia to probably hike interest rates one more time. That would be putting up to about 4.6%. That seems a remote possibility now, not completely not a possibility, but it seems one of the lesser likely possibilities. It's sort of ancillary noise. I think a lot of economists in Australia anyway were suggesting the RBA would be keeping rates on hold for some time. That has been extended down because of our higher inflation. Some are suggesting probably not even until early next year. But it does also suggest that the RBA will be watching to see what's going on. The other thing the IMF has recommended, which is quite interesting, is to say that you shouldn't necessarily follow the lead of the US Federal Reserve. And that's important because traditionally economists have thought, well, the US Fed leads the world, essentially. Well, if they do something, everyone else will go out. Inflation in the US has been much hotter than expected. So that means that if the conditions necessitate Australia doing something different, we should probably do it.
Yeah, bloody oath. If it means rates to go down, do whatever you can. Business reporter Adrian Lowe, we appreciate your insights. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime.
On the Nightly Five.